Mojo 5-0.
And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
America Rock Radio.
That's right, American Nuck Radio, and it's a Saturday, and as every day should begin, that's with a greeting. Allow me to do just that for you now. Good afternoon, you American Nuckers. Happy Saturday. It's the 324th day with only 42 remaining in 2021. Gotta get a new sounder. Today is National Adoption Day. That raises awareness of more than 100,000 children in foster care. Each year on the Saturday before Thanksgiving, the day focuses on children waiting for permanent and loving families. I was adopted. We used to celebrate. It's funny because it's like almost the 17th. It's the day I was adopted. That's when we used to celebrate my birthday until I got old enough to find out I had a real birthday. It'll be next month, about the 25th, to be precise. It's also National Child's Day. That recognizes all the potential represented by our children's ambitions, dreams, and goals through educational goals such as STEM. That's science, technology, engineering, arts, and math projects, and academy missions. Educators and families join forces to provide excellence at all levels of education, or indoctrination as they do it nowadays. It's also National Absurdity Day. Absurdity, that's exactly what our government is. Absurd. They just passed another, what is it, 1 trillion, or trying to. Anyway, this day was created as a day to recall and note some of the entirely off-the-wall and ridiculous things in our history, in our country, and in our very lives. It's also a day to have fun and do crazy, zany, absurd things. It's National Peanut Butter Fudge Day. Where's the bell? There's the bell. Peanut butter lovers and fudge lovers come together on this day to celebrate a peanut butter fudge. Yum. It's day 615 of 14 to flatten the curve. Thank you, Liberty Lighthouse, who will be on at 8 p.m. this evening. I don't do different things. It's just that I do things differently. Where's the rim shot? There we go. That's me in a shell nut. If it ain't bass backwards and half ass upside down, I probably did it. Anyway, friends, family, it's the week before Thanksgiving. So in honor of the festivities coming up this Thursday, I thought, what a better way to celebrate than bring you all a Thanksgiving show ahead of time. All the tunes today have something to do with that fabulous day for the most part. They've got something to do with it. Somehow, some way. And in just to kick off this here baby in the right kind of venue, what you say we make it a happy, happy, joy, joy kind of day? And this first song is for Ms. DeBay. It's a Little Eva. Let's get to the first tune, shall we? To the tunes.
Come on, let's turkey trot. Thank you.
cotton, yeah.
Come on, let's turkey trot.
Gobble diddle lip, gobble gobble diddle lip.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. Yeah, well, you know what you can do? If you go over to preparewithmojo50.com, that's right, that's preparewithmojo50.com, you can find you some grub. Yes, you sure can. And if you notice on the 3-month supply, you can save yourself $100. Can you beat that with a stick? No, you certainly cannot. And it's almost Turkey Day. Who knows? Maybe you can get it in time for the festivities on Thursday. I don't know if they're like Amazon with overnight shipping or not. All you have to do is go to preparewithmojo50.com. That's right. That's preparewithmojo50.com. Yes, yes, yes. Very good choice, Miss Debbie. Let's see. Yep, yep, yep. Very good. Kicked the show off with some spunk there we did. There we go. It's a nice little, I like that. That's upbeat. Man, that had some good saxophone in it. Some of them older songs that I may have heard when I was a youngin', but I couldn't remember because I couldn't tell you what I had for breakfast yesterday. Did I have breakfast yesterday? I don't remember. CRS, but we all knew that. Anyway, today I thought we'd do all, you know, Thanksgiving, thankful, thank you, thank this, Thanksgiving, yeah, all them kinds of goodly tunes. So let's follow up that excellent there, a little Eva tune with some Earth, Wind, and Fire and some Sista Sledge to the tunes. We have gone again.
Yeah, one like you, one like you, yeah, one like you.
All that say, can they be that close? Just let me stay for the record. We're giving love.
You know, and speaking of family, if you go over to RomikaDesigns.com, that's right, that's RomikaDesigns.com. That is a family-run organization. They got the Will Poop Here Again signs. They have the Christmas ornaments. I especially like the flakes, shall we say. It would be so triggering for the snowflakes out there. Oh my goodness. And the phone stand, the COVID shots, the decanter, and everything. And the PDs and the mojos. I mean, just everything. All you have to do is go on over to RomikaDesigns.com. That's right. That's RomikaDesigns.com. Check it out. And hey, use a promo code. I know Leprechaun won't work. No. American Nuck Radio might work, but I know if you use Mojo50, I'm pretty sure that one will work. So pop on over to RomikaDesigns.com and check out them handmade Christmas goodies. Hoo, baby. You won't be sorry. All righty. Let's see. We did Sister Sledge, Earth, Wind, and Fire. We are getting very, very Thanksgiving-ish, sort of, kind of. And what is everybody at Thanksgiving? Well, and what's the day start with? Thanks. So it's Thanksgiving. So we've got Natalie Cole and Otis Redding for you in this next Giddy Up Go Round to the Tunages, my friends and family, on this very Thanksgiving extravaganza to the tunes.
I just want forget you. I remember the first day that we met. I taught you how to smoke your first cigarette.
Want to thank you. Yes, you guys, my loyal listeners. You guys are here every Saturday. And how are you liking the show so far, Olga? Is it everything you thought it would be for a Thanksgiving extravaganza? I don't know. You'll have to ask your buddy Linda. I don't know. You guys are the one listening. I'm just playing. Hey, who else did we got out there? We got cousins out there. Let's see, Marlene and Cheryl and Vicky and Nettie. Hi, guys. Love ya. And let's see, there's Linda and Debbie and Jamie and Lynn and Ethan and Peyton and Erica again. Let's see, there's Klopp and Timmy and Danny and Robert. There's Chet, Ellie and Bob and Jen and Bobbert. How are y'all? There's Frank and Emily and Fred too. There's Heather and Holly and Diana, not to forget you. There's Mojo Jedi and Jennifer and Mike. There's Becca, Kim Gummy, Jack Hole and Lazarus alike. There's Jason and Clara and New York Crafting. Not to forget Jack Hole Farmer, Audrey, Rick, and Kathy. Oh, yeah, and Chelsea, and, oh, yes, one each, Sarah. Cannot forget. Whom did I forget? I know I forgot somebody. I kind of like that. That little went right down that was kind of cute. Hopefully the audio stayed with it. All right, now, as anybody has known me for any length of time, at this time of year, there is one particular song that I am always playing for this one each holiday. And without my babbling any further, let me get to you guys. Oh, wait a minute. Let's see. Before we do that, don't forget, where's my paper? Don't forget. Between now and December 10th. That's right, between right this very second and December 10th. You only have until December 10th. That is the cutoff, the end, the finish, the pasta end data. No more gonna happen. A small little $25 donation over there at mojo50.com. Right, scroll on over there to the top. You see where it says donate? Click that button. Boom, right there in front of you is the Mojo 50 2021. Christmas ornament. That's right. It's not for sale. You can only get that little puppy by making a small, minute, minuscule, immaterial, minor, a $25 donation. That's right. All it is one Hamilton and one Abraham Lincoln put together, and you can get yourself one of those fine, fine Mojo 50 2021. A Christmas ornament handmade by Romika Designs, and the only time you can get it is between now and December 10th. So get off your butts and get over there. Donate a Benjamin, get you four of them. Donate a couple of two or three Benjamins and get you, you know, six, eight, or ten. Decorate your whole tree. Send them out as Christmas gifts, don't you know? All you got to do is donate a little bit of dough over there on a Mojo 50. Alrighty, and to my favorite tune of Thanksgiving, one each, Arlo Guthrie. Y'all will know it when it starts. Start. Hey, Arlo, get off your butt, grab your guitar. Yo, Arlo. Hey, buddy. Thank you.
This song's called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant. That's just the name of the song. And that's why I call the song Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Now it all started two Thanksgivings ago. It was on 2 years ago on Thanksgiving when my friend and I went up to visit Alice at the restaurant. But Alice doesn't live in the restaurant. She lives in the church nearby the restaurant in the bell tower with her husband Ray and Facha the dog. And living in the bell tower like that, they got a lot of room downstairs where the pews used to be. And having all that room, seeing as how they took out all the pews, they decided that they didn't have to take out their garbage for a long time. We got up there, we found all the garbage in there, and we decided it'd be a friendly gesture for us to take the garbage down to the city dump. So we took the half a ton of garbage, put it in the back of a red VW microbus, took shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, and headed on toward the city dump. Well, we got there, and there's a big sign and a chain across the dump saying closed on Thanksgiving. And we had never heard of a dump closed on Thanksgiving before. And with tears in our eyes, we drove off into the sunset looking for another place to put the garbage. We didn't find one till we came to a side road. And off the side of the side road was another 15-foot cliff. And at the bottom of the cliff was another pile of garbage. And we decided that one big pile's better than two little piles, and rather than bring that one up, we decided to throw ours down. And that's what we did. Drove back to the church, had a Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, went to sleep and didn't get up until the next morning when we got a phone call from Officer Obie. He said, "Kid, we found your name on an envelope at the bottom of a half a ton of garbage, and wanted to know if you had any information about it." And I said, "Yes, sir, Officer Obie, cannot tell a lie. I put that envelope under that garbage." After speaking to Obie for about 45 minutes on the telephone, we finally arrived at the truth of the matter and said that we had to go down and pick up the garbage and also had to go down and speak to him at the police officer station. So we got in the red VW microbus with the shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, headed on toward the police officer station. Now, friends, there was only one or two things that OB could have done at the police station, and the first was that he could have give us a medal for being so brave and honest on the telephone, which wasn't very likely, and we didn't expect it. Another thing was that he could have bawled us out and told us never to be seen driving garbage around the vicinity again, which is what we expected. But when we got to the police officer station, there was a third possibility that we hadn't even counted upon, and we was both immediately arrested, handcuffed. And I said, Obi, I don't think I can pick up the garbage with these handcuffs on. He said, shut up, kid. Get in the back of the patrol car, and that's what we did. Sat in the back of the patrol car and drove to the, quote, scene of the crime, unquote. I want to tell you about the town of Stockbridge, Massachusetts, where this happened here. They got three stop signs, two police officers and one police car. But when we got to the scene of the crime, there was five police officers and three police cars, being the biggest crime of the last 50 years. And everybody wanted to get in the newspaper story about it. And they was using up all kinds of cop equipment that they had hanging around the police officer station. They was taking plaster, tire track, footprints, dog smelling prints, and they took 27 8x10 color glossy photographs with circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. Took pictures of the approach, the getaway, the northwest corner, the southwest corner, and that's not to mention the aerial photography. After the ordeal, we went back to the jail. Obi said he was gonna put us in the cell. Said, kid, I'm gonna put you in the cell. I want your wallet and your belt. And I said, Obi, I can understand you wanting my wallet, so I don't have any money to spend in the cell, but what do you want my belt for? And it said, kid, we don't want any hangings. Said, Obi, did you think I was gonna hang myself for littering? Obi said he was making sure, and friends, Obi was, cause he took out the toilet seat so I couldn't hit myself over the head and drown. And he took out the toilet paper so I couldn't bend the bars, roll the toilet paper out the window, slide down the roll and have an escape. Obi was making sure, and it was about 4 or 5 hours later that Alice, remember Alice? It's a song about Alice. Alice came by and with a few nasty words to Obi on the side, bailed us out of jail. We went back to the church, had another Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, and didn't get up until the next morning when we all had to go to court. We walked in, sat down. Obi came in with the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back each one. Sat down. Man came in, said, all rise. We all stood up, and Obi stood up with the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures. And the judge walked in, sat down with the CNI dog, and he sat down. We sat down. Obi looked at the CNI dog. And then the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and looked at the CNI dog. And then at the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and began to cry, cause Obi came to the realization that it was a typical case of American blind justice and there wasn't nothing he could do about it. And the judge wasn't gonna look at the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. And we was fined $50 and had to pick up the garbage in the snow, but that's not what I came to tell you about. Came to talk about the draft. We got a building down New York City, it's called Whitehall Street, where you walk in and you get injected, inspected, detected, infected, neglected, and selected. I went down to get my physical examination one day, and I walked in, I sat down, got good and drunk the night before, so I looked and felt my best when I went in that morning. Cause I wanted to look like the all-American kid from New York City. Man, I wanted to feel like the, I wanted to be the all-American kid from New York. And I walked in, sat down, I was hung down, brung down, hung up, and all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things. And I walked in, I sat down, they gave me a piece of paper, said, kid, see the psychiatrist, room 604. And I went up there, I said, shrink, I want to kill. And I want to kill. I want to see blood and gore and guts and veins in my teeth. Eat dead, burnt bodies. I mean, kill. And I started jumping up and down, yelling, kill. And it started jumping up and down with me, and we was both jumping up and down, yelling, kill. And the sergeant came over, pinned the metal on me, set me down the hall, said, you're our boy. Feel too good about it. Proceeded on down the hall, getting more injections, inspections, detections, neglections, and all kinds of stuff that they was doing to me at the thing there. And I was there for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. I was there for a long time, going through all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things, and I was just having a tough time there. And they was inspecting, injecting every single part of me, and they wasn't leaving no part untouched. Proceeded through, and I went, finally came to see the very last man. I walked in, sat down after a whole big thing there, and I walked up and said, what do you want? He said, kid, we only got one question. Have you ever been arrested? And I proceeded to tell him the story of Alice's restaurant, Massacre, with full orchestration and five-part harmony and stuff like that, and then all the phenomena stopped me right there and said, kid, did you ever go to court? I proceeded to tell him the story of the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one that stopped me right there and said, kid, I want you to go over and sit down on that bench that says Group W. Now, kid! And I walked over to the bench there, and there's Group W is where they put you if you may not be moral enough to join the army after committing your special crime. And there was all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly-looking people on the bench there. There's mother rapers, father stabbers, father rapers sitting right there on the bench next to me, and one, he was mean and nasty and ugly and horrible and crime-fighting guys are sitting there on the bench, and the meanest, ugliest, nastiest one, the meanest father raper of them all, was coming over to me, and he was mean and ugly and nasty and horrible and all kinds of things, and he sat down next to me and said, kid, what'd you get? Said, I didn't get nothing. I had to pay $50 and pick up the garbage. I said, what were you arrested for, kid? And I said, littering. And they all moved away from me on the bench there to carry eyeball all kinds of mean, nasty things till I said, and creating a nuisance. And they all came back, shook my hand, and we had a great time on the bench talking about crime, mother stabbing, father raping, all kinds of groovy things that we was talking about on the bench. And everything was fine, we were smoking cigarettes and all kinds of things until the sergeant came over, had some paper in his hand, held it up and said, kids, this piece of paper's got 47 words, 37 sentences, 58 words. We want to know details of the crime, time, the crime, and that kind of thing. You got to say, pretend to about the crime. Want to know the rest of the officer's name, and that kind of thing. You got to say, and I talked for 4 to 5 minutes, and nobody understood a word that he said. But we had fun filling out the forms and playing with the pencils on the bench there. And I filled out the Massacre with the four-part harmony and wrote it down there just like it was, and everything was fine, and I put down a pencil and I turned over the piece of paper, and there on the other side, in the middle of the other side, away from everything else on the other side, in parentheses, capital letters, quotated, read the following words. Kid, you rehabilitated yourself. I went over to the sergeant and said, Sergeant, you've got a lot of damn gall to ask me if I've rehabilitated myself. I'm sitting here on a bench. I mean, I'm sitting here on a Group W bench. 'Cause you want to know if I'm moral enough to join the army, burn women, kids, houses, and villages after being a litter bug. He looked at me and said, Kid, we don't like your kind. And we're gonna send your fingerprints off to Washington, and friends, somewhere in Washington, enshrined in some little folder, is a study in black and white of my fingerprints. And the only reason I'm singing you the song now is 'cause you may know somebody in a similar situation. Or you may be in a similar situation, and if you're in a situation like that, there's only one thing you can do, is walk into the shrink wherever you are. Just walk in, say, shrink. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant and walk out. You know, if one person, just one person does it, they may think he's really sick and they won't take him. And if two people do it in harmony, they think they're both faggots and it won't take either of them. And if three people do it, can you imagine three people walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out? They may think it's an organization. And can you imagine 50 people a day? I said 50 people a day walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out. And friends, they may think it's a movement. And that's what it is. The Alice's Restaurant Anti-Massacre Creed Movement. And all you gotta do to join is to sing it the next time it comes around on the guitar with feeling. So we'll wait till it comes around on the guitar here. Sing it when it does. Here it comes. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. That was horrible. Want to end war and stuff, you gotta sing loud. You could put a lot. I've been singing the song now for 25 minutes. I could sing it for another 25 minutes. I'm not proud or tired. So we'll wait till it comes around again. This time with four-part harmony and feeling. We're just waiting for it to come around is what we're doing. All right now. You can get
anything you want at Alice's restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad tracks. You can get anything you want at Alice's
restaurant. At Alice's restaurant.
Accepting Alice at Alice's restaurant. Every year I have to play that. It is just too good. It is. That is a fantastic, marvelous, righteous song. If that doesn't put you in the holiday theme, there is nothing on this good green earth that will. Except maybe, well, yeah, I would have to accept with APR coffee. Have you tried that yet? APR is the best. That's AmericanPrideRoasters.com. Get you on over there and order you some coffee. They have the advent calendar out. I do believe I heard that. They have, oh man, they've got the Bells of Liberty. Watson's is white caramel, I do believe, or white chocolate caramel. Yeah. Man, go pop on over to AmericanPrideRoasters.com. That's right. That's AmericanPrideRoasters.com, as one each rusty lug nut says. That's one third of the off-track crew. They come on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern right here on Mojo 5-0. Be sure to catch their show. All right, let's keep on giving for the Thanksgiving. What do we got? Nicole Westbrook and the Carpenters. And the Carpenter song, I was kind of, they had it listed as a Thanksgiving song, but I kind of think of it more for as a Christmas song. I'll let you guys decide on that one. Anyway, Natalie Westbrook and the Carpenters with Karen, because we've only got about 10 left. So let's get to them. Here we go.
We There's no place like home for the holidays. For no matter how far away you roam, when you long for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. No matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home.
I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie.
From Pennsylvania, are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy,
now that one was under the Thanksgiving thing, but I always think of that one as Christmas. But traffic being terrific, well, yeah, so it would have to be warmer and not so snowed in. All right, let's see, we're down to about 4 minutes. Jay and the Techniques or Sam and Dave? Well, what the hey, let's go with Sam and Dave to see if we can't finish her out. One last tune, my friends and family.
I want everybody to get up off your seat and get your arms together and your hands together and give me some of that old soul clapping. You didn't have to love me like you did, but you did, but you did, and I thank you. You didn't have to squeeze me like you did, but you did, but you did,
and I thank you.
If you took your love somewhere else, I wouldn't know what it meant to be loved.
For tuning in today. I hope you have a fantastic and happy Thanksgiving. Be sure to catch Jamie and I on Ain't You a Peach tomorrow afternoon at high noon right here on Mojo 50. Remember, stay healthy, stay happy, above all, stay true to yourself. Peace out, y'all, until next week.
Happy. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
American Rock Radio.